Yeah, he went in LA, of course. He went to
one of the metal award shows, the Golden Gods.
Why? Is he into metal? Like random famous person?
He's into rock, I think. And I think it was the year there was like a big star that it might have been the year either Metallica played or maybe there was a big Motorhead tribute. There was something where it was like
there was a reason to go.
Yeah.
For
like,
Peter put on his nice suit.
What I'm trying to say is like it was mainstream enough that I could see how it like hit Peter North.
Did he make a big splash there?
Well, the thing is Ron Jeremy hangs out all the time. Like to the point where it's
nobody
not even
invites him. He just shows up at places. Sometimes I have to get
no, he's
out
a metalhead.
Bedroom.
He's a metalhead for sure.
Ron Jeremy?
Rockhead.
Was he like
hanging out at the Rainbow the whole night? Yeah, that's what I mean. Like 80s, like hair metal, hard
Rob,
rock.
Rob, after a certain amount of time, there's only so many places he hasn't already been kicked out on. So the Rainbow is like one of the last places.
The Rainbow is his fucking home. He's always there. Like I've seen him there 80% of the time I've been there. Like,
really?
Like to the point, like the first time, obviously, it's like, oh my God, it's Ron Jeremy. And then it's like, yeah, it's fucking Ron Jeremy. It's like, it's the equivalent of like when Lemmy was around and he was at the poker machine. It's like, yeah, Lemmy's at the poker machine. Ron Jeremy's out front smoking weed.
What sticks out more, the Cocoa Puffs or his dick?
Oh, I'm sorry. You were going for the joke. I apologize. That's so wrong. I'm so sorry.
We were on the same way.
No, you would never think that man has a massive schwanz when hanging out at the Bow.
Yeah, I met him at my old job because he was doing an in-store.
Oh, God.
And he was signing his book.
Oh,
and he had two, you know, porn broads with him or whatever.
Did he, like, put a pen in his dick hole and sign that way? Or?
No, he was actually, I walked past him going to my office or whatever. Mm-hmm. But he was, according to everyone else, an incredible gentleman, like, real nice.
Okay.
Posed with, like, 40 people that wanted photos with him.
Sure.
People that worked there, not even fans,
okay.
You know. But the one thing I noticed is he's like 5'2". He's like real short.
I feel like a lot of male porn stars are short because it makes the dick look bigger.
Is that a thing? No thought of that.
That is a great point.
The dick or what I said?
Both, really.
Thank you.
By the way, the phone lines are open. We had a call earlier. I wasn't able to take it, but figured it out. 213-WIDENUT is the number. That's 213-943-3688.
Ron Jeremy came up in our chat this a week earlier,
really?
I believe, because people were talking about watching porn scenes, and then they cut away to the guy just at the point of climax.
Wow.
And that was, when I was a kid, the Ron Jeremy special. Like, they would always be like the climax of the scene, and they'd suddenly zoom in on his fucking hedgehog face.
Ugh, no.
But is that even the case now? I feel like...
All
the brassieres, it's like the man could be a fucking inanimate object. It's like,
is
you don't
right?
even see their face
Did
anymore.
You say brassieres?
Brassieres.
That's a thing.
But, you know, the mainstream porn sites, it's just like, it right. totally focuses on the Rebecca Moores of the world.
No,
that's worse.
Not any porn.
I'd rather look at Ron Jeremy's face.
Yeah, oh, there are no winners here. I'll just click to the next thing.
The porn he watches spotlights the man.
No, but
it's just the woman.
But it's not. I don't.
They don't typically
do POV porn though.
But it's not even if it's like a studio porn. It's just like. You only see up to like the dude's nipples,
you barely see them.
You just see the insertion.
You don't want to see him.
Not necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
It's a mix. There's
like
cinema verite going on. It's all sorts of different.
Now I'm talking studio porn. I'm not talking like amateur.
If it's geared towards women though, then you definitely see the guy a lot.
What are the geared towards women studios, or do you even know?
Oh, I don't remember. Because I only watched the clips.
When I worked in the porn stores, Adam and Eve was the one that did all the women, like women directors and what women really want and stuff.
You worked in a porn store?
No, well, when I was really like 18, I worked in a porn store briefly.
What?
A videotape store in Manhattan. Yeah, it was like...
Did it have the peep shows?
Yeah, in the back.
Oh,
yeah.
Whoa.
Have you ever talked about this before?
Never.
Yeah, it's unremarkable.
There's no peep show stories?
Are you kidding me?
Now, hold on.
That's like classic New York.
Was it?
I did talk about this.
You definitely talked about it.
Yeah. I remember because there were two Arabic guys that owned it, and I would help them. They didn't know one thing from the other, so I just...
Let's take a quick step back. How did you land the gig?
I just was always over there, like, playing video games.
Sorry, what area of this Times Square?
Like, 8th Avenue.
Yeah, yeah.
And one day, I wanted a job, and I just walked in and asked for a job. And
so you were like, I need to get a job.
Like,
did you go anywhere else to ask for a job? Or
yeah, all over, like, you know, I just wanted money in my pocket.
And then, like, the video game place conveniently close.
Was it?
What?
Did you go to, did you go to other places around the video game store, or just like you went to a bunch of places and then you just saw this place?
No, I just thought in my mind as a horny teenager, like, it would be cool to work somewhere that had porn, but then I realized it was just a shitty job.
Yeah. Once you got it, you realized it was a shitty job. But so, I see. So you consciously went into this video, like, I want to work at a video store.
No, but I wasn't. You're dramatizing it a little bit. Like, I wasn't that gung ho.
I'm trying to paint a picture.
It's like, of all the shitty jobs I could have.
Right. Yeah.
What would be the
like
least offensive
one?
Yeah.
Like, I would never want to. I never wanted to work at retail. I was like, all right, I could do a supermarket cashier, I guess. But even that, after a while.
Right. So that didn't last too long.
So how long did you work there?
But a few months.
Now, was this only straight porn? Did they do?
Like, no, they had. It was a.
Just anything.
Anything, basically.
Because I've heard that, like, those video stores are like hookup spots. Like, people like have.
I never saw any. I don't have any cool stories.
No shady happening.
There's always shady people going in and out, but no, like, I never saw anybody fucking or anything. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you didn't follow them down the hall.
No.
What was going on?
If I thought someone was doing that, I'd run the other direction.
Yeah.
This was not too long after AIDS came out. I'm pretty old, so I was probably very paranoid about touching anything gross, you know.
I always find it so weird, especially seeing those stores in Brooklyn. Like, there's one around here,
mm-hmm.
and it's actually right next to Bruno's pet store.
Yeah.
And I always walk by and
it's so weird how there's a few of them over there.
Yeah.
It's not weird. That's what highway overpasses are for, is for shady shit like that.
Well, I mean, in context of what the neighborhood is now, because it's fancy porn shop.
Tails. Oh. When I also worked for a more corporate media store, I was the assistant buyer. That wasn't my actual job title, but in my many duties, one of them was to help the buyer of porn. That store had, and I think I've said this on the air too, large corporate chain, and their entire their porn sales were 6% of the entire store sales.
Okay.
Damn.
So, and we're talking with counting the
music,
books, music,
everything, every form of entertainment that you could buy.
6% of it was porn.
Which is insane.
It's absolutely insane. And they had one guy who did all the DVDs, but he over-focused on porn. And he used to go, but it sold. Like, they never shut him down.
I do remember you would have an abundance of these promos, and you would, give me some.
Yeah.
I mean, we've definitely talked about this on the show.
I would get promos of everything,
not
just porn, but, everything. And I'd be like, hey, you want this?
Yeah.
But there would be we'd get free. He'd come down and give me brand new movies that just came out on DVD. Here, take this. So there would be boxes of porn promo. People would come into his office and just dig through the porn promos. He'd keep it under his desk, obviously. And they would go, hey, can I go through the porn box? They go, yeah, sure, whatever.
Oh, my God.
Would they ever be Tits on Blast 5, finally?
The funny thing about that is, Japanese businessmen would always come in and they would buy the Playboy, the topless softcore stuff, because they're not allowed, it's illegal.
Right, yeah, you have to censor. I mean, even just pubes, you got to censor the crotches.
So they would buy it just to, or the other thing we would get is the Japanese businessman would buy the DVDs to just play in their hotel room, jerk off or whatever, and then throw it away. Because
how would you know that?
There was no internet. I mean, one of the guys was actually gave a long thing, gathered three of us around in the store and was talking about, in a very thick Japanese accent, how it's illegal.
Yeah.
In Japan, they blur out the penises and all that. So this is the only way they can get porn.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you kind of put two and two together. They're probably not taking it home.
Yeah.
So it's probably a disposable use DVD
for
these rich guys.
I guess now, with the internet being what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's so weird that they blur out the crotches. I wonder what that's about.
It's just, moralism.
Yeah.
Granny moralism. But yeah, there was no internet back then. There was internet.
Well, the connections weren't as strong. Yeah.
Right. There wasn't widespread, broadband internet access. So that was the way people got porn. You go to a store and buy it.
I want to get back to this in a moment. We have some callers.
Ooh.
315.
Hey guys, it's Jeremy.
What's up, Jeremy?
Oh, not too much. So I just wanted to call for a couple reasons. Just a week or so ago, I finally finished listening to where I started actually listening to the live cast throughout all the archives, and I gotta say, it's been quite the journey.
That seems like quite a journey. So did you start from number one and work your way up, or how did you do
that? Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, before it was actually all available, like on the podcast app I had, I actually went in to the archive, like in the website for the live cast, and like I would just download them to my phone, just listen to, because back then I could just, you know, plow through a bunch at work and usually just like skip over the music breaks for like the show or whatever. So
yeah, I hear you.
But
now you're saying now you can just do it on the apps, right? Like that still works, right? You can still access all the episodes. I just want to make sure that
didn't
break.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Oh,
okay.
No. But that was before you guys had put it all up on like Spotify and Castbox, things like that. Yeah.
How do you feel? Now that you have gotten through all of it, do you have any questions, any lingering cliffhangers that we never settled that you want to know about?
I think there's a cliffhanger. I'm sure Noah would not feel comfortable still talking about it, but I don't think we ever got an answer of why her and the unnamed periphery guitar player split up. Other than that, I'm not really too concerned why, but it's kind of curious thought.
Oh, that's fine. It just didn't work out. That's all.
Oh, okay. Well,
I think really, and Noah's being nice, but what happened was she finally listened to one of their albums. And she's like, oh,
yes.
Yeah, he did a really good job of hiding his music for 2 years. And then I finally heard it.
So, like,
he spelled it out for her wrong so that she could never Google it properly.
She actually thought she was dating Frucci that whole time.
She thought it was Perry Farrell. Not Periphery.
Oh my God, Darren. I have to say, though, like after Jake, I think like that's when I gained my like emotional maturity. Like that forced me to like start like looking into why I react certain ways in a relationship and all that. So like at least something good came out of it for me personally. Mm. And so
Periphery's doing fine.
Periphery's doing fine. I think he's doing fine.
So you weren't the glue holding Periphery.
Oh, definitely not.
Did you find yourself dating other kinds of men once you had that epiphany? Not Periphery.
I definitely stopped dating guitar players. That was a big one. And then, I was definitely looking into for someone who has done as much work as I did on myself, on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big thing. And I found someone like that, so I'm happy.
Okay.
And we've had, I guess I've been with him for almost, a year, and we don't argue or anything. Like, we communicate much better. And I actually, attribute the breakup from that relationship with Jake to, me, wanting to be better in a relationship. And I've dated guys in between, but, it was, I didn't want them to be boyfriends. I just wanted to, date to get laid.
So no hard feelings with Jake?
I don't make
accusations about Jake like that. That's terrible.
Wait, what?
I'll make accusations on behalf of the show.
Yeah. I was really angry with him. But now I don't care.
It.
Yeah, I don't care.
Because when I found out, when I was listening to the one episode where, Noah revealed why Sean had gone away from the show for a while or whatever, because of that, just knowing how entertaining he was along with you guys, he was a good, fifth mic, I guess, for a little while for the show. I was like, man, what? I was like, that's fucking shitty.
There was
a
episode where we addressed it, No. There was an episode where we addressed it, and something did happen between Jake and Sean. But just so you know, like, I've been asking Sean to come back to the show. Like, all of us have reached out to him. I think he's just, like,
well, he's been
busy
here
with his life.
Since.
Yeah.
He's been on our show.
There's
a couple
definitely
of times.
No hard feelings with Sean. No.
Yeah, yeah. Sean
he was on
episode.
He was also here in the studio one time,
a
couple of months
but
ago.
Yeah,
I mean, you've heard it.
He can't commit to coming in all the time just
yeah.
because of his job. Like, he works mostly at the
tower. Leroy was nice enough to go and check Jake's Twitter, and his most recent tweet is, "I think I'm going to chug a beer right now." So he's doing okay.
Fine. He's doing good.
Crucial.
Or I'm an alcoholic because he broke up with you. That possibly
he realizes how bad he fucked up over the year. Like, oh Jesus, what could have been?
Thank you. Yes, he did.
It's love. Jeremy, any other lingering questions about the show?
Thank you for asking about that, because I was actually thinking about that recently.
Oh,
about how you
worry. Let me think. Not really. Any other questions? We know. Or I've pretty much had everything. And I know one. I actually sent Rob this in Messenger a few months ago. It was a follow-up video from the I Am Delivered guy on how he went viral. I don't know if you guys have watched. It's like a 4-minute video, so I mean, I don't know if you'd want to screen it before.
I must have missed it.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, because I remember listening to that episode, and then I showed my fiance. Like, I was like, you've got to fucking see this guy. it was so over the top with his shit in that fucking stadium church or whatever.
Didn't he, like, message us after that episode saying
no,
he wanted to...
Fake.
But then there were, like, naked pictures of him.
No, it wasn't him.
It was him. But the pictures were him.
Whoever was tweeting us, not him.
But right. Were the pictures?
It could have been that it leaked or something.
Okay.
Got him, but it wasn't... I don't have any messages from you. It must have not, maybe it didn't go through the.
Maybe it's not like
Facebook
that
filter.
Hidden.
Are we friends?
Yeah. Hmm. I sent you a message about a year ago, actually, asking about what was like a close eatery in proximity to the New England Metal Hardcore Festival, and you're like, oh, we just usually go to the Uno Chicago Grill or whatever.
Oh, okay. I found it. I never saw this other message, but I see it now. The I Am Delivered.
Oh, okay.
Caldwell is his name.
Do you want to quickly recap what the I Am Delivered guy was?
So this person identified as gay, and then because he went to this one church, he got delivered and then was no longer gay. He don't like men's no more.
He goes by the name. He goes by the name Mike Pence.
He likes women.
He's like, I like women. Women. And so let's see. Oh, I'm very curious.
Yeah.
Is this like a Tosh.0 thing? Like you find out.
This is a BET clip.
Oh, no.
I mean, like, literally Tosh.0, but that type of thing.
Yeah, I guess so, because it seems like...
It's kind of that style of...
Yeah, I see.
All right.
So let's see.
I'm not coming to drink the tea and sip the tea.
Wait, what? That's him.
Is that him, or is it the interviewer?
No,
yeah.
That's him.
Oh, yeah, it's him. They also have a
still or not gay no more.
Well, I guess we're gonna find out in a second.
I don't want to assume because he could have an effeminate voice and
right.
Be
I mean,
straight.
I mean, yeah, like.
I am delivered, but my name is Andrew. But delivered with the T. I'm back here in November 2014 in St. Louis. It was our holy convocation that we have every year. I was new.
I guess he's also Southern, so that could be confusing.
Did he say he was nude?
Church, right.
New.
Was
new. New to church.
I've always been at church my whole life, but as grown, I was new to it. Only going to church just to shout and to see who I was going to sleep with pastor.
Oh.
But at that church, they delivered out of me. They were snatching that out of me. But now I get hard for women. I don't get hard for men.
I heard whore, but yeah, that's the accent. Yeah.
That's so crazy. That
He's just saying it like that.
Like, yeah.
I don't get hard for men.
Wow.
I don't get
hard
for women. I don't get hard for men. And nothing wrong with the flirtation.
Hold on, stop.
What?
Pause, pause,
and nothing
pause.
Wrong with the flirtation. So he's lying to himself.
I'm getting,
yeah.
I'm getting, I have to clarify this. Is he recapping what he said at the time? Or is he saying this now?
It sounds like it's he's saying it now.
I think
that.
So, but
I think it's both, little... though, for... But I don't know.
But I'm still delivered. The morning that I woke up.
He said I flirt a little, but I'm still delivered.
He flirts with men,
yeah.
Still, but he doesn't go through with the...
It's not gay if you're the top.
Oh, so like John Voight from Boardwalk. I mean, Ray Donovan.
Okay,
he
is that...
Not gay if you. It's not gay if the guy sucks your cock, something like that.
I went and got me a bow tie, jacket, and all that. I just felt peace that day, like so much peace. And later that night, I was sitting down in the chair, and I was like, "It's time for prayer." I went up there for prayer. I got the mic. He said, "What do you want God to do?" And I said, "I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more." I said, "I'm delivered." With a T, I went home with a sleep. And I got back up and I said, "Lord, use me because I want to be used." I've received
lots of sex with Jesus.
I'm like, "Oh, okay, from the church, people follow me this night." And then that morning when I got up, people was knocking at my door to interview me. And they said, "When your video went viral." I said, "What video?" I said, "The church had me live and didn't tell me." I thought that screams in the church was only the people in the church and people watching it on the internet. Because at the time, it looked like I made a mock of God. I was not ready for this. I was not ready to be thrown in the spotlight. I wanted to kill myself. And I was sitting down there in that same day. I was crying, not because I went viral, because my email, my phone calls, people were calling me. I don't know how to get
this audio mix is so terrible. Really.
We think you came out, but I think you still see that spirit. Come to church on Sunday. We want to get that more spirit out of you. And I heard a tiny voice saying, "Don't do it." And I started doing like this.
All right. Well, so he's still lying.
Clearly.
Yeah. Well, also,
actually doesn't. Maybe he likes women. You don't know.
Well, if he likes men's.
Yes, no
you
more.
You can't just decide to like women's is after. It's your body's telling you
just saying.
How to feel.
Denying the man's story. Just saying. He's claiming he
I
don't
believe
like
also.
Men.
You're right.
What are you going to say, Jeremy?
Oh, I was going to say, I believe, I haven't watched the video yet, but I believe they also have one for Come On Patty for his viral video as well.
So this is
on
that
same,
the only two viral African American stories.
I would assume so, right?
I'm just asking.
Must be, yeah.
Like one of those like white women who call the cops on black barbecues. Maybe they get one of those later.
So would she? But would that be like cooperate with? I feel like she'd be hostile to
yeah,
that.
Yeah, probably.
Barbecue Becky.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh Jesus Christ.
I would love to see that. I'd love to see like a confrontational episode of this show.
Where they just like ambush them. They show up at their house.
Like, hey, what are you doing now?
They call the cops on them.
Yeah.
Wait till she goes to the barbecue herself. House. The whole camera crew all in sunglasses.
I love it. Let's make that show happen.
I've seen it.
Yeah. Cops. Let's get a pitch meeting going.
It's so the Patty guy is the episode right before I Am Delivered. So they're just going through live cast memes.
Here. What are the other ones? So Cold in the D?
Tay Zonde.
Okay.
The Hide Your Kids, Hide Your Wife guy.
Okay.
Oh, my God. That's a real old
the
one.
Guy who sang that, Why You Always Lying.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How about Wally, Wally, Wally World?
Wally World.
We're going to Wally, 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 Wally World.
Rent is Too Damn High guy.
Well, he's always still around anyway. Like,
yeah.
He's always on things.
Let's hear about the Patty guy.
Praise God.
He doesn't like men no more either. Right, Chanel? Can that
be
his real
name? James R. Chanel, a.k.a. the Patty Pie Guy. That's what most people know me as, the Patty Pie Guy, when they see me like, Patty! But I do have my own name. I remember the day it happened. My homegirl Katrina called me and she was like, hey, you know they got patty pies and they know my love for Patti LaBelle.
Patti LaBelle, this is the patty edition, honey.
So I made a post and I'm like, well, I'm on my way to get this patty pie.
On my own.
So I went and got the pie. I bought 5 pies. Got home, baby, I put that camera on live. I slit that pie, taste that pie, and got my entire life.
Did you just say he slipped that pie?
Yes. Right
open. Can we hear that one more time, Rob? That was nice. I like that.
I slit that pie, pie and got my entire life.
Can I just, I mean, how long is this, by the way?
6 minutes.
So I feel like
Jesus.
This is the most boring part of this. It's like you're just, they're just describing what their video
they're
was.
Describing the meme, yeah.
I want to hear what their life has
yeah,
been since
yeah,
this happened.
Yeah, well, maybe we just haven't gotten to that.
Okay, that's,
I mean,
that's fair.
I can understand with
yeah, because like
a little bit of prologue, just
a little.
But
yeah.
But with this guy, it's like, all right, you
yeah,
just
we get it. You were
yeah,
on a pie. You were hilarious.
This guy is the live, real world version of Titus from Kimmy
yes.
Schmidt show.
100%.
But without the talent.
Yeah. You hear him say,
yeah,
he
like
does,
the,
I'll say that. Let me retract that. Very good singer. Very good singer. Not
so,
as
I
funny.
Nobody. So this is exclusive. I didn't know the video was viral till like the evening of the next day. When I woke up, my phone didn't work. So I took the phone in. They're like in the store, like, and the T-Mobile rep comes and he says, you have like 10 million notifications. You know, the Patty Pie video crashed your phone. What?
Bitch, I turned into Patty. You turned into Patty after eating this.
I was like, get Patty to buy me a new one. It's her fault. The pie made $11 million and sold 2.5 million pies in 2 days. No Walmart in any county had a pie.
Isn't that because of his video? Like, that's insane.
It's good because a small startup like Walmart really needed that help. So
yeah, had a nice up-and-comer, an entrepreneur
yeah.
like Patti LaBelle.
Now what, but did he get anything
people
out of that?
This. He got this out of it.
Well, here, I remember initially Patti LaBelle, like, didn't endorse it. She wasn't cool with it. But then once
dummy.
It, like, blew up, she
didn't
was
have
like,
them, like, reunite on Steve Harvey or something?
He came to her house for, like, Thanksgiving, basically.
Yeah, yeah that would be Steve Harvey. That would be the show I want to see on this show is they meet, he meets Patty.
Yeah.
I think we played that
yeah,
clip
yeah.
on the show when we, you know, while this is all going down.
For, like, 20 times the price. All because of me. When TMZ interviewed Patty, she said, I sell my pies.
Patty, how's the pie sales going? Are you going to ask him to do more stuff for you, that guy?
I did it myself.
And the guy said, are you sure? Are you sure it wasn't the Patty guy? She was like, I sold him.
I was selling them before the guy did his wonderful.
I know.
And, Patty. Girl, Patty, why you do that? I called my fans. I call them friends. Like,
Patty, you hate her.
They went on my page and lit Miss Patty up. And I had to make a
good.
Post like, do not disrespect
with it old
Patty.
Bat.
She called my phone and she was like, Jane. And I was like, who is this? She said, it's Patty LaBelle, honey. I said, hold on. I set that phone down like the bishop just preached the word and shouted all over that house. And I was like, Patty? She was like, Jane? And I was like, hey, girl.
Can we get this guy?
I was like, I like his subdued Patty.
Can this guy have the Sean Grazine's fifth mic position?
Seriously.
We want him on. So
get him on Drag Race next
I'm
season.
I'm dying.
She called my phone and she was like, Jane. And I was like, who is this? She said, it's Patty LaBelle, honey. I said, hold on. I took the phone down like the bishop just preached the word and shouted all over that house. And I was like, Patty? She was like, Jane? And I was like, hey, girl. She was like, that was an amazing thing you did with that video.
Yeah,
I want
yeah,
you to come
you
to my house for Thanksgiving. Child, when I tell you I died and was resurrected, all in that same. And like, he lives, honey. We fell in love immediately. Because, you know, Patty's a diva. So she's like, baby, I made some sweet potatoes. I made some lobster macaroni and cheese. She said, I made a lamb, not lamb chops.
I would believe it because I think she had like a cooking show or like a cooking.
No, I don't doubt that she can cook. I'm saying,
yeah.
Well, does she do it? She's got like $9 billion.
Cook, though.
Okay.
Lamb.
But the craziest thing was, they're singing happy birthday to me because it was my birthday on Thanksgiving. They brought out a cake, and I was like, I'm about to cry. And I think these two big old brown Louis Vuitton bags coming out. And he was like, it's yours. And
they couldn't serve some of those stupid patty pies for his birthday?
No, Patty makes that at home.
Oh, okay.
I think it was beyond viral. It needs to be a new word. Because, like, a lot of people make videos and they don't get to meet those people. And we actually have a great relationship to this day. So, you know, my life after that, it changed.
I mean, he probably, like,
he texts her.
He's on staff.
She has a staff for answering his texts. That's what it is.
Drives her places.
Like, for the good. After I did the pie, I talked about the crock pot. Come through, Jesus! Come through for a crock pot! Guess what happened?
What?
Walmart sold out of crock pot.
What?
Hallelujah! It's an influencer.
I started touring with Faith Evans. Started touring with Tamar.
Doing what?
Two seasons of Tamar and
Vince. He just reviews Walmart products on stage.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, they come Snoop Dogg. I have a music video.
He has a single with Snoop Dogg. We hear that?
Let's
we gotta hear the whole
Wait, let's take it. Is Jeremy calling the line? We should take a bite of him.
Jeremy,
you're
so thank you. Jeremy, so moist. Do you have any Walmart products you'd like to endorse before we let you go?
Patty. No, not really.
Thank you, Jeremy. This is a big gift you have given us. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much.
Oh, he's been wanting himself this whole time, by the way. But we were very nice to not deal with him.
I didn't. You just, it was in the back.
Did a little bit.
You
yeah.
missed it. No, you got to pay attention to the show. That's when the
no,
show
I, heard,
at
I heard. I heard.
I get approached by so many people to review their products.
Steve Harvey, Easy Bacon. Now watch me flip. Who needs aromatherapy candle when you got the aroma of bacon?
So there's times when I'm like, I need to be a brand ambassador for somebody.
This wasn't how
Metal
it was
life.
Supposed to end.
There will be more Patty Pie moments. It might be a James Pie. You never
James
know.
Pie.
It's a blessing in a good way and in a bad way because you lose a lot of people. Everybody's not going to be in your corner. One of my best friends from childhood, she stopped talking to me. And so I was like, something's up. To those out there, it ain't you, it's them. So when you go viral and your friends drift away, it's not you, it's them. Ooh, last time I seen one of these things was a long time ago. Ooh, Patty's still moist. She's falling apart.
Just like the real Patty.
Patty got better. I don't know if it's just because it's the family size that it tastes like this.
I'm going to show you something. Patty. It's about time we do a Patty Cake and James version, okay? We need a collab. A baby can only stay in there 9 months, and then they come out. It's overdue. Whatever it is that you do, post every single day more than once. Because posting will open the doors for your future. Keep doing you, and don't give up on you, no matter what nobody say. Because people are going to say bad comments. They're going to say mean things about you. And at the end of the day, it's like, who cares? Like, you follow me.
Okay, Snoop Dogg and Patty.
Oh, no, James Wright.
Oh, okay. Whatever.
Patty. His name is Patty.
His name is Patty to me.
I think so.
Wow.
Wow, this was written by Hit Bang. Hit Bang.
I'm going to say Bangs wrote this.
Yeah.
Funeral march?
Oh my God, baby. You want to get
this sounds like the background music of Frankie Palmieri's podcast.
Oh, wait.
This narrative.
Oh, this is like trapped in a closet or something?
Yeah, so she was hanging out with her boyfriend, then he left, but he left her phone, and she sees some text.
We didn't ID this properly.
Music. Wow, there's over 2 minutes of narrative. Here we go.
Fast forward. Got a good voice for sure.
So
I can feel us breaking down.
Ooh, I like it.
I can feel the time slowly running out.
No, if you had this music around during your time with Jake with Periphery, you might close it together.
Yeah.
Snuggling on a couch, some candles, listen to some Patty Guy.
It's the only thing I feel in my heart.
Like a little Michelle and Dege Ocello.
No, this is a better singing voice than Michelle and Diggins.
Oh, yeah, yeah, but I meant the type of music. Kind of. Maybe not. Maybe a little
smaller. Desiree?
Desiree, yeah. You gotta be wiser.
Here's the Snoop one.
Oh, that wasn't Snoop?
That wasn't.
Come on and tell me. I wanna tell you a story. I wanna tell you a story.
I keep coming up with Patty Pies every single day.
So it looks like Snoop Dogg released a compilation of like gospel music.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
called Snoop Dogg Presents Bible of Love. So that's
he's done all sorts. He did like a reggae album.
Snoop Lion. Yeah. Why didn't he change his name for that too? But Snoop Christ or something.
I hope it bless you. Snoop. Because I want you to sit your
Snoop Bible
and tell them this story. Back when I was a little boy, you see, my life wasn't always perfect. I remember my
sounds like a Mary J. Blige song.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
Down and listen to me, and let me tell you a little story. This story won't take that long.
I'm just married, just married.
Didn't she have a song with Snoop Dogg too?
She had a song with Method Man.
Yeah, that's a great song.
You sing MAGA? What the fuck? Is this a right wing anthem? No, 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 no.
You think my God.
You sure?
Yes, that's the name of the song.
My red hat.
Maga, maga, maga. Some Mexicans are fine people, but most are rapists.
Maybe that's why people are so into the MAGA thing, because it sounds like they're saying, my God.
Yeah,
they're
well,
like religious.
They heard Patty Guy on YouTube and started becoming MAGA people. Just like with the Patty Pies. He's an influencer.
Totally.
It's your fault, James.
MAGA!
Once upon a time in the Church of God, there were sinners and saints. Even the odds, don'ts, wills, and won'ts, the haves to the have-nots will be sitting up.
Does this have a verse by the Not Gay No More guy?
My granny raised me right about the good book.
It does really sound like MAGA. All right, I think we have Deuterino still online. He's been waiting for a while.
Oh.
Deuterino, are you there?
Hey, how's it going? I like this idea of, like, James Wright, like, if he ever had, like, a comedy tour, he would just have people, like, throw items up on stage, and he would just freestyle, like, intros for them, like, just for different products.
Like Carrot Top, but he doesn't bring the props himself?
Yeah.
Yeah, or like how Jeff Ross just picks people out of the crowd to roast, like, on the spot.
It's a thought.
No, it was so much fun meeting up with you. We had a great brunch. It was awesome talking to Devin. And Monica's place, it didn't look too far out of the way. It was a little bit, but I wouldn't mind giving you a ride.
No. Okay, well.
Noah. Jeez.
Fine.
Would you have waited outside of Monica's building because you thought Noah was a prostitute?
No.
I don't know how common of a thing that is. Did she give you those vibes?
No, that is inappropriate.
They only have a 2-hour glimpse per week into our lives. They shouldn't make any assumptions about any of us.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I have talked to you. I wish that we could have gone to like an actual restaurant to
eat. Where did you go?
Well, just like the area that we were at, this one place that we wanted to go to, the line was like around the block pretty much.
What day of the week was this?
Thursday it was, and there were other places that like weren't opening till noon, and they're only open for 4 hours, so it seemed ridiculous, but we found this place and it was really nice.
Yeah, it was like a bagel shop, and we sat outside in the back.
How did LA bagels compare to New York bagels?
You know, Sid, I was so hungry that I wasn't even like judging the food. Okay. It was delicious. They could have served me
halibuts.
Halibuts, and I would have probably eaten it.
LA halibuts. But no, I thought I was talking too much because like I barely finished what I had, and like you like inhaled yours. I was all like, oh god.
Oh, no, it's true. I had
there.
Two meals really. I had like an omelet. And the side, and then I had a bagel with strawberry cream cheese. So I had like two meals that I ate, and I
so that was like the dessert.
Them.
The bagel was the dessert.
Pretty much.
All right. And what did you have, Dorina?
It was like an everything bagel, but like a breakfast sandwich, just like eggs, bacon, cheese.
Okay. Very good.
In LA, is it everything bagel like avocado and like other LA type
and
of
spec
things?
Scripts?
Cara orange, yeah.
Leftover splooge on the seat of an Uber from a porn star.
That was like a
been there kind of.
Yeah, like,
you don't know the half of it. No.
The bagel shop owner carries a petri dish around when he goes into.
How often have you run into Ron Jeremy
or other porn stars?
Yeah.
I thought I saw Annika Albright one time, but I never went up and like asked for confirmation or anything. I'm just like, he looks similar.
Familiar, but I don't know if I know that porn star.
Wow, Sid, you know all of them.
I thought I did, but I have my favorites that I keep going to, so I don't know. Let me look this up and see if this is somebody worth recognizing.
She's got big tits.
Real one?
I thought Sid what? I don't know. I think they might be fake, so Sid might not be into it.
Oh, her Twitter instantly popped up.
Anything else? Anything else pop up?
She's very slim.
Does she have a dick?
That's no sign of a female porn star.
This friggin' thing keeps making me try to download a fucking.
Oh God! Your phone has
sorry,
a virus.
Sorry, Bobka. I know you don't like me calling in.
Yeah, that's weird. That's the only time she barked today. She went nuts every time you called in or we read something you said in the chat, talked about you. Very strange.
Not my thing. But good on you, Deuterino. And good on you for not harassing her in the streets. Was it in the
no,
streets?
No, not harassing there. But
or was it in the at a Red Lobster or something? What was it here?
I was outside on the. I didn't even hear that, so whatever. I don't know. I was just out on the Sunset Strip back in when it used to be the House of Blues across the street from the Comedy Store. So I don't know. I thought I saw her there.
Is that House of Blues room with the Panther?
Yeah.
It's closed down now.
Yeah, it's closed down.
What's there now instead?
I think it's just empty at the moment. The one in North Hollywood I'm talking about, but
Davis called in there. That's where he went after he saw.
Are all the strip venues open?
At least around there, but I don't know. I don't go to a lot of strip clubs.
No. The Sunset Strip I meant, not the strip clubs, like the Key Club.
God, dude, you even know the terminology. You live there.
Yeah, the Key Club's really cool because there's like nice couches that are like almost like close to the stage, so like you can like watch a band and sit on a couch. That's awesome.
I remember going there. I was so fucked up. I was like, I feel like I'm in Wayne's World. Just
really?
Like it looked like a movie.
What
set.
Is it? What's the Key Club?
A venue.
Oh, okay.
It's right by the Rainbow.
So what makes it so like weird?
Just like a lot of little like there's a lot of couches and like. Like a maze, and I remember the bathroom just looked like made for coke use. You know, it was like black light, private stalls. Just like people do tons of blow in these fucking bathrooms.
Historical blow.
And I Curtis blow.
No, yeah, you probably at some point.
Iron Sheik split half and half in there with them.
No, hell no, give me half and half. You better listen. You're no good, motherfucker.
You no bring the good cocaine to the Key Club. You no good piece of shit.
He's okay. Better than nothing. CC DeVille, fuck this CC. devil.
His piece of shit. No good, dressed like fucking girl. See.
You know they probably had sex with at least three of the same women.
Yeah.
Iron Sheik and CeCe DeVille.
Oh, sure.
In the 80s.
Kip Winger. God bless his father. God bless his father. But the CeCe DeVille. Fuck him. No good grasshopper dick motherfucker.
Oh, Kip Winger.
What was the Cinderella guy? What was the name?
Oh,
I was trying to think of it. That
Jeff
was my,
Keith or something like that?
That's not what was
going on. Don't talk in your no good piece of shit.
Oh, my God.
I sucked the Nino Betancourt right in his ass. All country there. Fuck him. He play guitar, but he no know how to fucking shoot fight, motherfucker. Steven Percy, you piece of shit. No wonder you are an end rat. You are the big rat. You tell the cops on Iron Sheik's cocaine. Nuno and the fucking Gary Cherone, I'll beat the fuck out of both of them. In the same fucking time. Gary Cherone, you are the jabroni. You're a fucking jabroni Cherone, motherfucker.
Eat the provolone. I apologize.
And a Steve fucking Balboni, too. Fuck you.
That's good.
Fuck the tomato. All
right. I have a tear in my eye.
That's good.
So when are you coming for?
I don't know. I really want to come out there and have just like a big live cast, like Landmark Scavenger Hunt, just see like J2 Pizza and Grand Prospera Hall, and just all the above. Go down to L&B and get a square.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Overrated.
What?
Wait.
Not a fan.
Excuse me.
Of
L&B?
No, I'm not. I don't hate it. It's like DeFara to me. It's like
I've still never had DeFara.
It's much better than.
Far as
you
good.
Don't have to
well,
wait
3 hours. I'm talking about just strictly the food.
No, I love it. I will drive 40 minutes to buy a pie.
Once again, not bad, above average.
Yeah.
But I don't see the raving about it.
The pizza on its own, very good, but not over the moon. The spumoni on its own, very good. But not, the combination of the two is such a perfect.
I wouldn't even say I would go back. It's not very. It's one of the best. It's like consistently reliable, great New York.
And
pizza.
I typically don't like square slices. So the fact that they're square slices.
Also,
is one of my favorite
also
kinds of
the
pizza.
Like it's weird. Like I always joke to how dumb it seemed to have cheese than the sauce.
Yeah.
But that's what the square slices are.
Yeah, delicious.
Unbelievable. Mm. So good.
I like their regular slices.
It kind of makes sense because the square slices are almost like a New York style deep dish. Yeah. So I could see why you don't like it.
Derensky. But the thing I don't like about deep dish is not represented in their slice. Like it's not. The ratio is not like what the.
The ratio is much better with
because you can't have like a you can't just have a slice of deep dish in your hand. It would just fall all over your arm.
Yeah,
you can have a slice of. The L&B square.
Hang on. They're definitely not as soupy as you ham them up to be. There's definitely consistency enough to where it doesn't run all over the place. You could cut it out in like a quarter of a pie and still like bite it like that. It's not that messy.
Al Guderino, I respect your opinions. I do not want to rehash this argument.
We don't want
to
agree to disagree.
I think you're gassing up how saucy this thing actually is.
Quit gassing up, all right?
Always. And saucing up.
Fuck the Lemmy. He gassing up the fucking rainbow room. I'm trying to drink. All I smell is fucking old man Lemmy farts. Get fuck out of here.
Oh my God.
Why you killed the Lemmy? 41 years old, babe. He just mind his own business.
That's no pizza. Sausage on the pizza. That's Lemmy's mole. No.
All you want is 3 lemons in a row. That's all you want out of
that. Jack. Jack on the rock.
He tell me, Chicky baby, come to the Georgia. Which is weird. He don't live in the Georgia.
Keith on tour.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's what she meant.
All right, Judy Reno.
All right. Have a good show, guys.
You too. Have a good show, too. Well, now that we're talking about Sheik, I want to transition to one of Sheik's greatest opponents, Hulk Hogan.
Oh, no.
Not up to now. I want to talk about something from the 80s. So I guess in the early 80s, there was a trend. Of course, Hogan, before he became a big star at the time, WWF,
right,
he made his money in Japan.
He was the first IWGB champion, correct?
According to Hulk Hogan.
And
in the early 80s, wrestlers would make these picture discs. So it's a vinyl album.
Has a picture of them on it.
Yeah.
Like on the actual part you play, right?
Yeah. It's a photo of him doing a flex.
Mm.
And so a friend of mine recently got it as like a gift.
Wow. Like, what kind of friends do you have?
Like a wrestling
was
fan.
Was it Tony Schiavone?
Yeah, it was Tony Schiavone.
He's not such a brony. Just like to get his shit on me.
Anyway, I was like, I need to look this up. And it is amazing because these are songs where Hogan is like, he's not singing, he's like talk singing.
Okay.
And it's fun, it's so good. So the first one is, I want to play, it's Axe Bomba, which I believe was his finisher, which is a double axe handle to the back.
Yeah, real.
So it's
real
basically when you basically put your hands together, so you're like praying.
And then you
interlock fingers, thank you, and then you hit them with it in the back. That's the move.
Ouchie.
So that's his finisher. So he wrote a song for his finishing move.
He wrote this?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Did he sing it?
It's actually a catchy riff.
Is he playing bass on this?
I would assume so.
It's Rush?
It's very early 80s prog rock.
Yeah.
Like, what riff is this? Led Zeppelin?
Yeah.
Or?
I know
you're talking about
it. Oh my god.
Or,
what is this?
What riff is this?
Okay, if you know, send us hate mail or comment on our socials because it's going to drive me crazy.
Rock and roll. That's a boomba. That's a boomba. Rock and roll. That's a boomba.
Rock and roll with your Roomba?
Axe Bomba. That's the
I know, but it sounds like he's saying a Roomba.
Please, your Roomba.
Is this Deep Purple? No.
No. I can't think of it because we're listening to another piece of music.
I think it's My Chemical Romance.
No.
This is from the Metallica era when Hulk Hogan was the bassist.
This is pre-Metallica.
This was a Ride the Lightning B-side.
I wrote all that shit, brother.
Yeah!
Is this the song he used for auditions for Metallica?
Yeah, I think so.
That's what got him the job, right?
So he didn't have enough moves to fill up the whole album. What did he do with the other...
Well, he's just saying the same lyrics over and over. This is a deeper cut.
They're saying he only had 5 moves. That's like an EP, if you write a song about each one.
Yes. Yeah, well, the picture disc is an EP. Yeah.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Ichiban is the other song.
That means number one, right?
Mm-hmm.
This one sounds like that.
What is that driving?
This is the opening song. I love it. Hogan song, number one.
This is the one of them. This is like porno background.
This is the...
What is this?
He's still saying Axe Boomba.
And he even references the Axe Boomba. Well, that's his finisher. That's why.
This is like Pink Floyd. That
the Resident.
Yeah, he said the style of the Resident, but that riff is a Pink Floyd song.
We don't need no education. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Shout at the Devil.
Yes.
Out of Step. You got it
again.
Thank you.
Let's go back.
This also sounds like Negative Land. You ever heard Negative Land?
I've heard of. Never actually heard them. That's okay.
Kind of that type of thing.
Show.
Got it. This part, yes.
Yeah.
Totally Shout at the Devil. Thank you, Out of Step. We couldn't get it.
Play Shout at the Devil.
I got it.
Well, you play both, I meant.
Yeah.
Hold on, this is a little later, right?
There we go. 100%.
When did each come out? Who was who on?
Really have to.
Wow, almost like exactly the same. Like
a big half sub down.
Technically, Sid, it's not a ripoff because I wrote the entire Motley Crue album. I ripped myself off, dude.
Wait, so let's go back to that other song because it's just phenomenal. Hogan Sot.
It's your vibe.
Access Boombox is your face.
Is that him singing?
Just one axe and it's too late. Hands in the giant and the just one axe and they are
blue. Who is this? The guy that sings Mr. Belvedere?
It's Hogan! We got through. Why is he doing that? Yeah, honey, it's a frog.
Can
you imagine the like producer that had to like record this?
He's probably thrilled. He's a big celebrity in the studio.
Doing his voice.
I imagine whatever. It's just they go to a mall. It's not even like
no,
anything. This is
no.
Hulk Hogan holding a microphone up to like his Casio recorder.
Hogan is too strong for me. Action is Hogan's game. Action gave him fortune and fame.
He's thinking about himself in the third person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's saying it and he's off the Ichiban.
What's that voice?
Can't get over that.
It's more like my backing vocals in the Googler song.
Who cares? As you came through the door, no one there. But sometimes things get turned around. And no one's there.
Mr. Belvedere?
Yes, play that again.
Oh my God.
You are rocket free. Hogan is too strong for me. Action. All hands look out below. There's a change in the stand.
Oh my God.
I wrote the song to Mr. Belvedere too, brother.
Japanese people really switch for this song. They're really jamming out.
And then here's the last song. You gotta leave.
All right,
the song?
That's the song, you've gotta leave.
After he parked his car in a loading zone, he was sleeping in it. Song about that experience.
This is what he said when a black dude showed up to date his daughter. He just played this song.
Yeah, there was a couple of words edited out.
Well,
no, no.
You gotta leave, brother. I mean, not that kind of brother. Brother.
This is what he says when he's on a sex tape with his fat to fuck the woman. He kicks her out of his house. You gotta leave, baby.
Leave, brother.
You gotta leave, dude. I feel like a fat pig, brother.
That's what I was imagining in the beginning of that other song where there's like, it starts with this like live audio of Hogan talking. I was saying we should just superimpose him saying he's a fat pig.
Like, fat pig. Oh, such a phone lasagna I just ate, brother.
I just picture him laying a woman down in his bed and like there's like a plate of spaghetti and meatballs and she accidentally lays on it. He's like, sorry, that's for after.
Listen, sex is great, but I'd rather have the spaghetti, dude.
He likes to lick the sauce off her back while they do doggy style. Not that kind of sauce, no. I mean spaghetti sauce.
Why do you think I wear red and yellow trunks, dude? It's camouflage, brother. I might have some scoongeely sauce on my stomach, dude. I got a lot of surface area. It's hard to wipe everything off, dude.
Oh, my God.
What you gonna do when L&B Sicilian Square Slice Sauce drips on you?
That beginning audio, you should also, they should have that, the audio when he's talking to his son in prison and saying that.
Oh,
over
my
over.
God.
Oh, my God. Let's pull that up.
But play it how it really is in the song, and then, like, we could try to superimpose it.
Well, Venus. Somehow you're going to have to just get through it. I don't know what to do.
With his mom. Hold on.
Do they bleep the end? I don't want to, like, really play that.
No, this, that's not on the jail tape.
It is, though.
Don't
it's
call,
part
call
of it.
Me
is.
In the morning, and you'll see your dad.
There's other N-words he said, but he right remember he tells
I
his
love,
son that his daughter's dating a black guy and, you know, all that stuff about
while
black guys.
While he's in prison? Like,
yeah.
What do you call?
That's where that's where the whole scandal is.
I know.
Oh, Bobka's there, too. Sorry.
I know. But you just try to figure out. But I had 4 o'clock yesterday.
Gosh.
I don't care.
I don't know.
That pig, brother.
Is that guy still in jail?
No, he's out.
Play that song.
Nothing. Oh, here. Okay, here.
I'm going at it.
Like,
oh, there's
really
the
to the audio.
Yeah. Okay. Well, the captain came in and said he could move me in this area, you know. But he said he could move me, but he can't put me with other people because of my age, you know.
Yeah.
So he said.
Yeah.
So he moved me from security. So now I'm in maximum security, and they put me in this room that's like. It's like the other room at least had like one window where I could see out to the guard, you know, and I could wave at him and I could like, you know, at least get his attention.
Yeah.
They put me in a room like all the way down the end of this long hall with no guard at the end.
Where's the part where he's telling the reality show?
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Did you talk to your mom yet?
No, not yet.
Okay, well don't tell her to be there.
Okay, well I'm gonna call her real quick.
Oh, dude, what are you going to say?
Dude.
No, I'm afraid she's going to say, have back her put a stop on it.
Oh, I wouldn't, dude. I'd just let things roll, because she already talked to me this morning.
Mm-hmm. And
I said,
I want to hear, play that song again where there's audio in the beginning of him talking. Just imagine him, like, just a steady stream of him saying racial epithets.
Oh.
Another one.
I think the second one.
What is that driving? You know?
See an apocalypse now? What the fuck was that? That, except him saying the N-word for like 5 seconds.
That's kind of racist, right?
I think he's doing a Japanese guy talking about Hulk Hogan?
Yeah. Oh, he's calling out of the wrestler.
Handsome the giant.
Sounds like Hanson's vagina.
Hanson the giant and somebody. Stan Hansen.
Oh.
Just one accent. They are.
Hogan no number one. Hogan number half.
Where's Iron Sheik's picture? This?
Oh, it's probably out there somewhere.
I never get a fucking picture of this because I know massage Mr. Vince McMahon back.
Let's see what this
is. It's your ball.
It's your balls, brother. That's what you get when you spill L&B sauce on your crotch.
And you don't wash it off.
All right. Well, we did it again, guys.
Do we have emails?
Oh, I think we might.
Who has to should be our new outro
song?
Got to leave. Got to say goodbye for now.
Yeah, let's do it until he tries to sue us.
I heard actually Hulk Hogan was commenting on it. Let me go to his Twitter.
Oh.
There's something about the whole Mandy Bar thing.
Whoa.
Yeah, here it is. Yeah, I'll read it in his voice.
Okay.
So it's not stupid.
Okay.
Like, you know, brother, I see that little whip Randy Bly talking about he fell off a riser on stage, dude. That was actually the Hulkster, bro. I snuck up behind him. And I beat up that mean, nasty Randy Bly and pushed him off the stage for what he did to that little kid in the Czech Republic, dude.
It was like kind of a rumble.
That's like, I think I feel like that's over the character limit. I strung
the threaded tweet.
Yeah, I strung them all together.
Yeah.
Because why should I read the numbers? Like, it was really like one, that Randy Bly.
Yeah.
But I just cut that. Why I know how to tell a story. I'm not going to sit there and read the numbers.
You're a pro.
Yeah, so we do have one piece of hate mail. You could always email us throughout the week, hatemail@metalinjection.net. The email is from Dean. Hi, guys. Dean, the Spaniard living in Norway here.
Oh.
I'll be enjoying some vacation time in your city this incoming July. So I was wondering if I can get some kind of recommendations from the locals, like a good place to eat, something nice to see that is not just a tourist trap. Also, where do you think is better to stay, Queens or Brooklyn? I would say Brooklyn.
It really depends where, though. Like,
I would say North Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So you would want to stay in either what's called downtown Brooklyn or Williamsburg. That's like where all the hip stuff is. All the hippity happity.
It's whack.
And
go to Borough Park.
That's where it is.
Get a hotel from Shandy.
Well, I would say get an Airbnb for sure. You shouldn't get a hotel because it'll be significantly cheaper to find like a nice apartment.
Levy Klitsky's house is on Airbnb.
Yeah, rent a full.
Stay in the fridge.
A full
freezer.
Don't rent a room. Would be mine.
It's a perk.
And places to eat. You know, we mentioned L&B Swimming Gardens. I would say
Kosher
in the city,
Delight.
Katz's Deli seems like a must. It's a Jewish delicatessen. They sell.
I've still never eaten there.
Wonderful
Katz Deli?
Pastrami sandwiches and corned beef and any sort of Jewish delights.
It's pretty good. It's very, very, very expensive.
Yeah, that's why.
It's like $21.
I honor the
it's
Jewish tradition
for
not by eating
half,
it, but by avoiding it because of how.
No, for a full sandwich. You can get a half a sandwich and a soup. Yeah. I was just there.
A half sandwich and a soup for $21?
Yeah, or a full sandwich for $20.
That's ridiculous. That's too much.
It's not that good. It's not that good.
It's not that
good
where you have to go all the time.
Meat,
but yeah, it's a fun experience.
Rolling Roaster.
Yes.
Right there
deep
for
in
lunch.
That's deep in Brooklyn.
There hours
Listen,
ago.
I would go to Rolling Roaster 1,001 times out of 1,000 over Katz Deli.
Preach.
I love Rolling Roaster. I don't have anything
bad
to say
about you.
And I would never. I would never put these two behemoths of New York dining against each other.
Let's clarify, though.
Right.
It's not Rollin', like R-O-L-L-I-N roaster.
Right.
It's Roll-N roaster.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Get it right.
Most
also, Nargis.
No.
For
but not the
don't
Park
go
Slope
there.
One.
They didn't let me take a dump there.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. Not there.
Or go there and demand to use the bathroom and then leave.
If you're in Brooklyn, by the way, Essen Deli. Million times better than Katz Deli.
E-S-S-E-N?
Yes, it means eat in German and Yiddish.
Ooh. What neighborhood is that in?
How about John's?
Midwood.
Okay.
Or John's Deli.
John's Deli, but it's not like a delicatessen. It's like their boar's head sandwiches and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
It's good, but it's not.
Meatballs in it?
That's right near Ellen.
Oh, Leone? Leone would
I've
be
never
the
I still had that.
Really?
Yeah.
It's good.
But do they use boar's head products? I'm not a big fan of boar's head.
I don't think so.
No. Okay, good.
I'm totally. I hate. I will go as far as say I will avoid.
It's dry.
It's
dry as fuck.
It's the most basic bitch fucking cold cut.
Couldn't
it's
agree
like
more.
They spent all their money on marketing about how they're like the premium cold cut, but it's the worst.
It worked on me. I used to only eat boar's head
hate
for a while,
it.
And I realized this shit is dry. You
so
know when I realized it? When I moved to a Russian neighborhood and started getting Russian cold cuts on the regular.
So moist.
Yeah,
it's
no,
so good.
That's I agree. That's mm-hmm. it's what spoiled me from childhood because like this isn't what cold cuts should taste like. You know, this is
salami.
The one
you're lucky.
This is one of, oh, their salami is disgusting. And the, but their bologna
no, but
is the
Russian
worst.
Or like
oh,
no,
the Russian
Hungarian
the
salami is the best.
You gotta trial and error with Russian meats because there are some that I really don't like, but I don't know any of the names or brands or anything. So you gotta just try this mm-hmm. and that.
I recommend like
here we go.
Some of the Russian delis now. They try to cater to Americans, so they will spell everything out in English.
Yeah,
with the cold cuts and stuff, so it could be a good way for you to know what's what.
Yeah, I get an idea, and also I can sound out Russian like Cyrillic letters, so I kind of know usually what it is.
Mm-hmm. Pechonka is liver spread. Get that?
Pechonka. That's not what that is, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pechonka is liver.
Oh,
pechonka
is
dumplings.
No, that's galupchiki.
No, galupchiki is stuffed cabbage.
Oh, so what's dumplings?
Pierogi?
No.
I always used I when we were on our old show.
Yeah.
That's still stuffed cabbage.
I was gonna say when we did our old show and did the Russian characters, I always thought pechonka were dumplings.
Yes.
And I used it for to say tits, like that was the
still works.
Russian
liver
guy's
livers.
That was the Russian guy's word for a girl's tits. Look at the pechonkas on that one.
Oh,
I mean, it could work.
Wow, that's a 20-year-old misconception.
Wow.
So places to go, things to see.
Totono's Pizzeria is really good.
That's another word for tits in Italian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grimaldi's is pretty good brick oven. I would recommend the one in the city. There's no wait. Or if you go to Coney Island, go to the one there. Don't go to the one in Dublin.
What about chop houses?
Just the best steak houses. You could
Keen's.
Oh, Keen's is delicious.
Wolfgang's,
we went there for your birthday
like.
One.
Yep.
It's good.
Like Club them. A.
Go to Hometown Barbecue, best barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that's the best barbecue in here, for sure. Hometown
I like
barbecue.
How this person asked us for, like, all kinds of recommendations. We're only giving him food.
That's another, like wow. What is there to do in New York? Like, I just go eat. Yeah, like, I don't. You should go to the metal bars. There's 3 metal bars in the city. They're all excellent. Lucky 13's, Duff's, and St. Vitus. I would check.
They're all in Brooklyn, not in New York.
St. Vitus has shows, so you should check when you're in town. You might catch a good show while you're here. Duff's is the most kitschy one. It's like the, I mean, this might sound like a knock, but it's not. It's like the TGI Fridays and metal bars. It's just like there's so much memorabilia all over the place. It's a fun experience. Lucky 13's, they have go-go dancers. It's like the, I like to think of it as like the bar from dusk till dawn.
And you would be supporting a woman-owned business.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Rob, Deuterino says liver tits was your nickname in high school.
Oh! other cool things to do.
Statue of Liberty.
You could walk along the High Line. Take a hike in Central Park. It's a nice little park. But I mean, you've seen parks. You're in fucking Norway. They have nice parks.
Yeah.
Promenade.
So,
go to a Mets game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's dependent on whether you're here at the time.
Yeah. If you like a Broadway, you can go catch a Broadway show. And if you go like the day of, there's a booth in Times Square called TKTS, like tickets. You could get immensely discounted tickets for a show that night. You just have to wait online in the morning because basically every venue holds tickets for like VIPs or whatever, and then they'll just have them left over. So
very
they put
ignorant
them on sale.
Pezbonis is what that stands for. So sometimes Rob doesn't show up, and then they have to.
If someone wants to give me tickets to a Broadway play, I will.
You
want to
go see Jersey Boys?
I'd go for free.
See a play about the Temptations.
I'd go for free. I wouldn't pay for it.
You still have to get yourself there. That costs money.
Yeah, it's fine. It's a nice, easy drive.
2-drink minimum.
The show starts. Shows usually start at like 8 so I can get parking because parking opens up at 7.
Nice.
Got all planned.
I went to Radio City Music Hall.
For what?
2 weeks ago to see Crazy Ex-Girlfriend Live.
Oh. Hmm.
I went there to see. Well, the last show I saw there was Weird Al.
Mm.
Before that, we took my mother-in-law to see the Christmas Rockettes.
Oh,
there.
My God. I haven't done that stuff since like 8 years old.
Beautiful venue, but like, ugh. So, like, makes me hate the city. Everything's so expensive. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, typical.
So expensive. Oh, yeah, like, popcorn was, like, $8.
Yeah, it's absurd to the point that it's not even worth talking about.
Movie theaters.
No, it was. I mean, whatever.
All right. Well, that's it. I think we've given him enough.
Yeah.
By the way, Google it. Fuck.
It's just like walking around New York.
All right, but like what we what we think would be cool.
Yeah.
What's your favorite record store, Rob?
Generation Records, I would say, is good. And then there's Rough Trade in Williamsburg, which is massive. I haven't really shopped there too much because it's
music anymore.
It opened recently. I just don't collect music. I would like. I mean, I have the vinyls that I have, but I don't even have a record player anymore.
So
I had to get rid of it.
Yeah, so get rid of the vinyl.
No, I like them. They have a sentimental value to me. And some of them were like really important, like cool people gave them to me or whatever. So I don't want to throw them out.
I never said throw them out. You sell them.
No, I want to keep them. So yeah, Rough Trade or Generation Records. Generation Records also has a decent shirt collection. Oh, you got to go to St. Mark's.
There's place. Why? There's nothing.
I mean, you don't have
there.
To go anymore. You're right.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of smoke shops now.
Get in the time machine.
Yeah.
St. Mark's.
Get to like 1998.
And then go to Times Square Ichiban. And see where Darren used to work at the porn shop.
There's none of that shit there anymore.
Yeah. No. If you
there's
get the time
some porn
machine.
Shops on
Yates
or
true.
But not.
Not
which
not
are
where
your
I
favorites, Rob?
I don't go to any of that. I have the internet. We're out of here, folks. We'll see you next week.
Right.
At our new time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, Tuesdays at 6 p.m. if you want to listen to us live. Otherwise, we're archived all week. We're on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, everywhere podcasts are downloadable.
Streets on the China. Never met her before. Who cares?
Got to leave, got to say goodbye right now.
When you drop kick the jacket.
Take it long till I see you guys again.
As you came through the door, no one glared.